Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Bartlett Public Library District Board of Trustees meeting Monday, June the 20th. Let's rise for the pledge.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Roll call.
Moyer?
Here.
Sias?
Here.
Barry?
Here.
Vaccaro here. Olson?
Yes.
Amy?
Here.
Hopkins absent.
Now let's do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Carolyn, is there any town hall?
There is not.
Moving on to our consent agenda. I would like to have 1A moved.
I'd like to remove item F.
F? Oh. I should probably be more specific in removing 1A. I'm talking about in the section of new business. Trustee Olson wants F removed. Anyone else?
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda minus 1A and 1F.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Moyer?
Yes.
Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Hopkins absent.
Okay. Minutes from the, well, everything else is approved. So regarding those that we've taken out for me, under new business, 4th of July parade and celebration of the 50th anniversary, it was Trustee Vaccaro that stated that she's made the connection in person with the Lions.
Where are we at?
Under new business.
New
very
business.
First, number one. It's on page 9. It says me, but it wasn't me. It was Peggy number 2.
Okay. Trustee Vaccaro.
Yes.
I have 2 items for the minutes also. Should be noted that the last meeting that Trustee Boyer was via phone. We did roll call the project and had his phone.
Okay, yeah, Trustee Boyer attended via phone.
And then on page 6.
Yep.
Under number 6, down where the instructor Trustee Daney stated. So the fourth line, it indicated that I stated that she will accept the Director Nance's request. I said I don't agree with the change, but I would go with.
I'm sorry, where are we at? What page?
Paragraph where it starts with Trustee Daney stated.
On page 6.
Page 6 of the minutes.
Second full paragraph up from the bottom.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Okay, this is where Trustee Vaccaro, Trustee Vaccaro said, didn't agree with the change, but would accept Director Nance's request.
So that you didn't, you're stating that you did not agree.
I didn't agree with changing it, but I accept your request.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, Trustee Olson.
On page 3, part of what I said was deleted or not recorded. I'd like this put into the minutes. Trustee Olson stated that the cost of each shirt would pay for at least 2 books for the library's collection. Trustee Olson made a contribution of $47.43 to offset the cost of a shirt, even though he didn't request or receive one of the polo shirts, end quote.
Can you please forward that to me?
I'll give you a copy.
Thank you.
I'd like to add also to that same paragraph that Trustee Olson, in a rude manner, tossed his check across the table to Director Nance.
Can you forward that to me?
Well,
any other changes? Do we vote on this one first, or do we go to?
I would vote on this one first.
Vote on this one first? Okay. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept changes to 1A.
Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Poyer?
Yes.
Sias?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Nanny?
Yes.
Hopkins? Absent.
Okay, moving on to letter F, approval of the April 31st financial report.
There's an error, obviously. It should be May 31st.
And the minutes should reflect, because the agenda was published. What I wish to have item 1F, as far as the title, approval of May 31st, 2022 financial report.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
I'll second it.
A roll call?
Poyer?
Yes.
Sias?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Nanny?
Yes.
Hopkins, absent.
Okay. Any correspondence?
Not tonight.
No correspondence, but the next section. I'd like to give kudos to Anthony. A friend of mine recently was looking for a particular book, and it showed this in. Anthony went above and beyond to assist in finding the book for her, and after checking several areas, the book was found on one of the displays. She appreciated the extra help, and she also advised Mallory of this, and thanks to Anthony for that.
Yes, I forwarded that to you, right?
And I recently attended a chamber event at the Oaks of Bartlett. It's one of the senior communities that we serve. They hosted a ribbon cutting for their renovated assisted living, and it was very well attended, and the residents at the Oaks are very appreciative of services that are offered from our library.
Anything else?
Just to confirm, that is what used to be Clare Oaks. It's just under new management.
Okay. So we dropped the Clare and it's just Oaks.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm.
Trustee Olson?
Yes, I have several items. I'd like to acknowledge the fact that Mallory Munch has done a review of the adult world language collection, which I feel is long overdue, and identified areas in this collection that fall short of the needs of our community. Hopefully she will have the funds necessary to start addressing this need. Our community has changed substantially from the period of time in which a primarily Polish language collection was created. So, thank you. I have a question in regards to Teen Trustee. Will we be receiving applicants for board approval at the August board meeting? I believe currently we have actively at least 36 volunteers. I know the last couple of years we haven't had a teen trustee, and I think this is something that we need to reactivate.
Would you like a response?
Yeah, I can speak to that. We do have an application that's ready. You would just need to change the session dates on it. Right now it's whatever the last session was on, but all we have to do is make it live. So I don't know if we have enough applications for the next board meeting, but normally the session runs from October to the following August. So we can open the application if that's what you guys would like. I can have anybody do that. From my understanding though, we would manage the applications, and then from what I was told, Carolyn would review the applications and then go to the board from there.
Yeah, unfortunately, the feedback that I received from the participants in the past was that it wasn't worth their effort. They found it to be very boring, and it was very hard to recruit applicants. So I think that this is something that we should put on the agenda for discussion or for approval at the July meeting, and you guys can decide what you would like to do and how you would like to proceed.
I have several other things.
Okay.
Library statistics. Unfortunately, my enthusiasm last month was too early. I see that we had a decline of active cardholders of 69 from April to May. I think, personally, that we aren't getting new people into the library, and those who had cards aren't renewing them, which suggests to me that perhaps we're not meeting the needs of the community. I also have the next point I wanted to address is, where do we stand, because this feeds back into active patrons, active cardholders. Where do we stand in the recruitment process for marketing? And now I guess we've got graphics artists and perhaps another part-time position.
Dina, would you like to speak to this?
So the marketing manager position has been posted for 3 weeks, so that's going well. And then graphic artist, I posted that shortly after Lisa gave us her notice. So Carolyn and I are, we were just talking about it today. It's in the works, it's going well.
Are we getting responses?
Mm-hmm.
Great. I wanted also to mention that when I was looking at the financial statements this month, and I spoke with Director Nance this morning about this, it seems that as interest rates are rising, we're not seeing an increase in our interest. And I think it's something that we need to consider, perhaps moving our investment funds if our current bank is not responsive. Right now, the funds that we received in the month of May, which were just over $300, amounted to about 0.1% return on an annual basis, which is dismal. I know that I'm relatively small amount of similar type of investment I'm currently getting 0.9%. And so I think we need to be cognizant of that. I also wanted to report that on June 11th, the library received an additional $953,816 from DuPage County taxes as part of the first tax installment. Tax collections, when compared with last year versus the budget, are running at 48.9% this year, and we were at 48.2% last year, so pretty equivalent. And last time I wanted to mention is that in late May, I had the opportunity to visit Parker, Colorado Library, which is part of a Douglas County library system. Douglas County library system is fourth largest in the state of Colorado. They have 7 libraries. This particular library was a newly built facility in 2016, which their tax funding had in Colorado is substantially better than it is here in our state. They were able to build a $20 million facility out of existing accumulated funds. But it was interesting, they moved their collection from an old facility to a new facility about four blocks away using a bookworm where 1,600 members of their cardholders actually physically transfer hand to hand their entire collection from one facility to the other, which I thought was an interesting approach. The library was built using a modular system so that internally there are almost no permanent walls, which allows them to reconfigure their space as the needs of their population change. And they have incorporated in their space a number of things, including large size meeting rooms with advanced audiovisual capabilities, recording studio capabilities. In their children's department, which I found very interesting, they actually have about third size, a little bit bigger than one of these tables, automobile that the children can remove tires, work under the hood, and do activities of that nature, encouraging sharing, motor skills, etc. They also, in their children's department, host for a fee birthday parties. They charge $175 for 12 children. They provide treats, program, cake, decorations, etc., which I thought was to me, a novel way of bringing people into and connecting with their library. They also have a outdoor space that encompasses a stage, a seating area, outdoor restrooms, a rental facility, a snack bar. And in the winter months, they have a section of this that they are able to flood and freeze for ice skating, and they rent skates. Those were the comments that I wanted to make. I thought it was a very good learning experience to visit.
Thank you, Trustee Olson. To our action items.
The first item is the capital needs assessment proposals. In my director's report, I had outlined that we received three of them. Trustee Olson did come in to review the proposals, and he and I were speaking, and he actually recommended if we could create a list that has like the name of the equipment, the year that it was installed, the lifespan of the equipment, you know, how much is it going to cost to, you know, fix it. And that was actually what we had in our proposal back in 2014, in our assessment in 2014 when Dewberry did it. So I reached out to John, and he's here tonight to answer any questions. But he said that they would be able to provide that at no additional cost. So I just wanted to thank you for that and let the board know that we think that would be beneficial to the plan. So if you wanted to come up, or if anybody has any questions for Mr. Shales.
Yes, please.
You were affiliated in some fashion, or your firm was, with remodeling that was done here in the building in 2000s?
I think 2015, 16? Yeah.
Were you like the construction managers?
I think that arrangement was actually more of a general contract.
Okay.
I'm thinking about that correctly. But we do primarily construction management, but that was a general contract kind of a big center. But we were working with Dewberry Architects at the time, where we worked a lot with those guys, with a number of other architects.
So you have some firm history of our facility?
Yep. We've worked in this building. I was looking back at my records. I think we provided a proposal with a different team back in 2013 to actually do a facility study back then at that point. And I think we did it. But my records are actually pretty slim at that point.
Okay, I have Dewberry on it, but maybe we can firm that up.
So I live in West Chicago. Our office is in Elgin, so I'm through this up and down this area quite a bit. I'm very familiar with the building and the area.
One of the things that we've asked for is that assessment be completed by our July meeting, I believe.
No. A short completion time is important with this project. The goal is to have a final report submitted to the library no later than Monday, August 1st, but earlier if possible. Okay. The selected firm must be prepared to begin the project no later than 2 weeks after the award contract.
And that works for your firm?
It does. So our first step is actually to come outside. We'll bring a team of about 5 to 6 people, spend anywhere from 3 to 4 hours in the building, kind of walking through each of the space. I'll be a part of that team. We'd love to do that next week, Wednesday at 8 a.m. if that's possible. So, and then after that day, we'll probably take about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks to put the initial report together. Then we sit down, I would sit down with Carolyn. We'd go through it just to see how it kind of lands, if there's things that maybe aren't described well enough or want more information or things like that. That comes out of those conversations with Carolyn and Brad Larry as well. Didn't mean to leave you out, man. So that we can make sure that we're addressing those items and also kind of putting together, it's a little bit of a financial plan too, of kind of cash flow, what makes sense, what kind of leeway do we have on equipment and whatnot. So it really ends up being a very good conversation. I just had this conversation with the director of the Gorton Grove Public Library, just finished their report last week, and you know, we spent 2 hours just talking through the report, kind of getting into nuance, making sure that she and her team understood what was going on in the building, you know, why we're elevating things to the report, what it means, how serious is it, those kind of things. It ends up being a really good process for your team to understand the building and where it's going over the next 5 to 10 years.
I don't know whether it would be of any value or whether Carolyn shared with you, but we did a update in terms of our building appraisal and inventory of equipment, et cetera. I think that was done just about 2 years ago. And that may be an electronic form, I don't remember. That may be of assistance to whoever we hired. The other thing that may be of assistance, but we wouldn't want one to rely on, is that about 2.5 years ago, we also had an engineering firm look at our HVAC system and do a evaluation of that equipment. You know, we want an end product that's going to best serve us, that includes all the available data. I know when the work was done here, I wasn't on the board at the time, but I get the sense that we had a big surprise, that we had a yeah.
cooling system problem that required 400,000 of unbudgeted funds. And we want to anticipate so that we can put together a long-term plan for not only maintaining this building, but keeping it as current as we can.
Agreed. Yeah, good sense. Anticipate, not react.
So my thoughts are, I know that it would be helpful for you to see what information Trustee Olson is talking about, but I'd hope to think that you would have, knowing that information is there for you to assess or not, that you're a fresh pair of eyes that will go over everything completely. Just because that data's there, maybe they missed stuff. So we're looking for someone to be thorough, you know.
Agreed, agreed. Yeah, and I did mention, it's mentioned in our proposal letter that we were in a team that I've been working with for, gosh, over a decade, 2010 engineering. They do a lot of design work, but they do a lot of these reports, all the reports that we do as a team, our company does. So we use 2010 engineering. Comes through and looks at all those elements as well. So what I like about them is that they bring a very common sense approach to reviews like that and that fresh set of eyes, you know. That would be my expectation as well. And we would like all of that information. So, I did find the drawings that we had from the 2015-16 renovation, but we're looking for older drawings, kind of base systems of drawings, ductwork drawings, those kinds of things like that. So, whether you have them in paper form or electronic form, we'll take them and scan them into electronic form. So, we are ready for gathering all that information too.
Thank you. So, where do we go from here? We need to approve.
We need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve Shields from that.
Have a second?
I'll second it.
Any more discussion?
The proposal, if I recall correctly, was for $9,400.
Yeah.
And then there was a $500 if we wanted something additional. And I wasn't clear in terms of what that was, so I'm not sure what the total is that we're asking to get to.
Yeah, that would be a good clarification. So we did, some of our clients recommended reserve funding plan. I did provide a sample of it, so it might be in your board packet. Essentially, it's taking what we're proposing, the expenses on the building B for each year, taking your starting value of the reserve fund, what you're expecting to put into it, as well as how much is coming out. So it's kind of a cash flow plan for that with some flattening to it that we can kind of help you advise or think that through. And it's not a ton of extra effort, but $500 for the effort of discussion as well as the paperwork. So that'd be, if you want to pick that option up, some of my clients find it very valuable, some don't. So here, that's that would bring it to $9,900, I think.
I think it would be very helpful.
But again, still, it's just still discussion. We shouldn't see that. Well below our other two bids. you have a good history with Algonquin, Winnetka, and Skokie. And I know, you know, just finishing work goes, so that remains to be seen. But I like what you've presented. Seems right to me. Any other discussion? Take a vote on that?
Should we amend?
Yeah.
For the additional
$500.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to amend the motion to include the $500. Additional $500.
Yeah.
Are you going to second it for Carl?
Okay. I second.
Now, can we have a roll call?
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Carl, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Hopkins, Hamilton.
Thank you, John. Please feel free to leave, and I'll be in touch with you tomorrow.
All right.
And we'll have you scheduled for Wednesday of next week, the 29th at 8 a.m.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you. All right, moving on. Now we're looking at electricity and gas rates.
Okay, so unfortunately, we were not able to get into our target rates. So what I'm asking, I have the rates. Last month, we voted on 5 months, and then we did the 12 months. So the 5 months is November to March 23. 0.7740 is the current rate as of Friday. They were not open today because of the federal holiday. 0.8154 includes a 10% buffer, and our target, we're really trying to get under 0.9383. We think that's reasonable and feasible tomorrow. And then our 12 months is September 23 to August 24, 0.5890. 06.479 includes the 10% buffer, and our target is 5720. So I'm asking the board to approve this so that I can act on these rates tomorrow.
So, do we have a motion? Want to do the 6 month for 6 month or?
The 5 month and the 12 month.
The 5 month and the 12 months.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Okay, roll call.
Boyer?
Yes.
Zayas?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Haney?
Yes.
Hopkins absent.
Okay, our final budget.
So I was, we have the third and final draft of the budget, and I outlined what the changes were. And I wanted to note that in the adult collection, we are planning on expending more money on our world language collection, so that addresses Trustee Olson's need. And I'd open it to any questions, and Kim and Mallory are here to answer any questions related to the collections.
I have a question. With the adult services, what's an average price for a book?
It kind of depends on if it's like fiction or nonfiction. Nonfiction books are more expensive, but on average I'd say like $25 to $30. And then fiction would be more towards that like $25 range. Would you say the same? So you know, fiction would be more $25.
I'd say it also does. I'd say it also does depend on paperback or hardcover. Okay. Paperbacks are $10.
Yeah.
Small ones $5.99, and then yeah. Hardcovers are a little more expensive as well.
Like our paperback romances are $8.99, so it's like okay, large spectrum.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? Jeff, Trustee Wilson.
Do we really feel that $2,000 is an adequate amount to budget for interest income, given where interest rates are going? You know, we earned at the dismal rate $300 last month. Hopefully those rates, which would be $3,600 on an annual basis.
I was cautious and tended to be conservative because I just don't know what's going to happen in the market.
Anything else? Okay. So, can I have a motion to approve our final budget?
I'll make a motion to approve the final version of the budget as presented.
Second? Thank you. Monica, second.
Monica's a yes.
Okay. Yes. Any other discussion? Okay, roll call.
Boyer?
Yes.
Zayas?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Haney?
Yes.
Hopkins absent.
All right, next we have the replacement of the ceiling tiles.
Okay, so we got another quote from JT Omega, and we're recommending that we move forward with them. The quote is for more durable tiles, similar to the ones that we have in the circulation area. they're bigger and less likely to bend, although what was explained to us is that there's a lot of humidity, and hopefully we will be able to address that problem as we go through the capital needs assessment and repairs. So it could, I'm not ultimately saying that it's not going to happen, but I think this is a better alternative, a better option. We double-checked the cost that the check to ensure that the cost of replacing the tiles in the kitchen and off of the meeting room and in the closets are included. Larry was also able to find a quote for a dumpster roughly between $375 and $500, which is less likely than what JT Omega would charge us. And then if you would like to make a motion to approve this, I'm just letting you know that we're in the process of researching costs for blinds. We're going to try to replace those. And then we just purchased a new carpet extractor, and the meeting room is number one to be cleaned.
Okay. Can I have a motion? Nobody wants to make a move on this?
I'll make a motion to accept the JT Omega quote for the ceiling tiles.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, roll call.
Boyer?
Yes.
Tyus?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Hopkins, Hampton.
All right, I'm going to set a date for the finance committee.
Yes, Trustee Olson would like to set up a finance committee sometime between the June and July board meeting to discuss creating a policy that would define how much money we will be keeping in the general fund in anticipation of the higher amount we will be levying in the fall. I know that you are on the committee.
Yes,
that's correct. And Dave is on the committee.
Right. And why don't we allow that the three of us will set a mutually acceptable date outside this board meeting?
Okay. And then I was also going to ask James, the accountant, to attend, so that we could discuss the levy and make sure that we're on the right path for that. Do we have a preference?
Does that work for you? Yes.
Do we have a preference during the day? I know weekends are hard, nights are hard. Can you make a day meeting?
If it was entirely up to me, I would pick an afternoon.
Afternoon, okay. All right, I'll aim for an afternoon. Does that work for you?
Yes.
Afternoon?
I have a question. Why would this not be something at our general meeting? Because I think all the trustees would be interested and may not be able to make a separate meeting.
What I'm hoping to do is have a discussion, an in-depth discussion, come up with a recommendation, and then the whole board will have the opportunity to review that recommendation and modify it if necessary.
It would be in a policy format.
Yeah.
Well, would it be an open meeting?
Yes, the finance committee would definitely be an open meeting, and anyone's welcome to attend.
Yes. The other potential item on the agenda, I think, is if we come to the conclusion that we're not going to be able to get reasonable rates for our available funds from our existing bank, the possibility of perhaps exploring other banking institutions or the Illinois Fund as a source. And, you know, I think that's something that, again, a small group probably hash out a lot faster. I'm of the opinion that John probably has the most experience and knowledge in that area of probably all of us.
Could be. Yeah. I'll try it. So, I know something about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we'll go ahead and aim to schedule a afternoon meeting, hopefully this week or maybe next week. I'll shoot for next week. No?
Sure.
Dave says no?
Oh, no.
I really can't say. I have to look at my...
I'll give you some dates. I'll throw it out there and email you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to move along to the roof inspection and repairs.
Okay. So I am at a loss. I don't know how we had different shingles put up there. I don't recall ever having another roofer come out. But most of all, basically the roof is in good inspection, or the roof is in good condition. The shingles are still in great shape. The ceiling strip is fully adhered in all the areas that they checked. The sheet metal is in good condition. Sealants on counter flashing are nearing their 10-year expected life. We would recommend installing more sealant in the near future. A few shingles by the EPDM flat roof were observed to have slight damage, but nothing that would cause a leak. Our guess is they were damaged by HVAC repairmen installing the new system, just normal wear and tear from foot traffic. Two locations had shingles replaced that were not the correct color. One location of them was not sealed above the repair. Our recommendation would be to install the proper color shingles and seal down all shingles with roof cement in the targeted repair area. Overall, the roof is in great condition. We would expect at least 15 more years of the asphalt shingles given the current conditions and regular maintenance. The EPDM flat roof is still under warranty until December 14th, 2034. An estimate of the repairs were in your packets, and I don't think we need approval because it wasn't very...
It was less than $900.
Yeah, it wasn't over $1,000, but you had asked for an update, so I just wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. So it's $750 that I have to pay for the actual inspection that was done, and then I think $900 for the repairs. So we're going to move forward with those repairs.
I think it's an excellent idea to try to keep on top of these minor things so that they don't become more problematic. And this is the sort of thing that I think is totally within the authority of the director. And it would be nice to be advised that they've been taken care of. I don't know that we necessarily need any advance knowledge.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, so on to discussion items. Parking lot update?
Parking lot update, I emailed Elizabeth again today, and I guess I didn't really understand the email. There's something that there's a holdback on something that they're waiting for with the railing. They said that they had requested it back like June 5th, and it was going to take 10 to 20 days, and so they're anticipating getting it early this week, and are hoping to do the railing on Friday before we open so that it does not impact our entrance. And then I am waiting to hear about the punch list. So when we do the punch list, we'll go through. Larry and I went and did a very thorough walk around. We found a lot of things that just weren't 100%, and we have those on our list, and they have found some things, so I think we'll be very thorough and get that done, hopefully within the next week or so.
Are we doing anything at the bottom of the ramp?
Yes,
the orange cone is?
They're going to do landscaping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jennifer? I mean, as far as the roof, we didn't have approved. Didn't we approve it?
We don't have to because it's only $1,000. So the panic bar, the company Fence Inc., they said that the panic bar that the village recommended is not a good fit with the current railing because it's aluminum, and because it would then not be covered under warranty.
It would void the warranty of the fence.
It would void the warranty of the fence. So we have found another panic bar. We're going to reach out to the village to make sure that one's acceptable. And basically, I think, Joe, it's the one that you had suggested at the beginning, just pushing out and just opening it, pushing it out and getting open, you know. So we're waiting to make sure that the one that the fence company is recommending is approved by the village.
Okay. The rebate on ComEd?
Trustee Olson had asked about this. We do have two quotes, and we also are working with Vanguard to get a third quote, but then after talking with Larry, we decided to hold off on the ComEd rebates until we go through the capital needs assessment, because Shales McNutt would address that and advise us the most accurate way to go.
Thank you, Larry.
I apologize. We still aren't communicating. Last summer, when we approved the outdoor lighting, last spring, almost a year ago, when we approved the contract with Green Bay, the price was based on a $5,000 or $6,000 rebate that the amount that we approved was based on $5,000 or $6,000 rebate from ComEd. And I was asking if we had gotten that money, because I know we paid about $18,000, and I think the board approved $12,000 or $13,000.
I understand now. I apologize for not understanding. I will have to look through the records and go back through Nate's files and contact Green Bee and then contact the ComEd guy that we worked with, and I will look into that.
Thank you.
I understand now. Sorry.
Anything else? 50th anniversary update?
We're moving along.
We are moving along. The minutes are in your packet.
We're streamlining it because we had ideas and then kind of slowing them down. Also, you know, we were here and we need to get to here, so it'll be a great event.
But we should.
I would like to ask Mallory and Kim to attend the next meeting in July so that we could really nail down the programming and the scavenger hunts and the trivia stuff. So it's July
23rd, I thought.
July 23rd at 11 a.m. So maybe you guys can adjust schedules. Okay. Yeah.
Because sometimes we need to not think so much.
You can rein us in.
We need some doers.
I don't know if I'm the one for reining in.
Oh, you're good.
Okay.
We're hoping for that.
The strategic plan update.
So we've been meeting either every week or every other week, and we sit in the staff conference room, and Mallory is our official note taker. And so we've gone through each area of interest. And so we have been sitting there brainstorming ideas. We are going to be working on goal five on Thursday. And then I've asked the managers to go back to their departments and kind of share some of the things that we've talked about and open it up to staff to have them share their brainstorming ideas. And then we're going to regroup and go back to goal one and kind of, like, you know, streamline it, you know, think out more details and eventually get to a plan where we have, you know, the goals that we've actually chosen, who's going to be in charge of the goals, and when they should be completed by. So it's a slow process, but it's really been bonding the management team. So, thank you.
No, it's good to have another one. Did we already talk about that last one?
That was a typo, sorry.
Okay. And now on to the director's report.
Yeah, the parade is on Sunday. Doug and I are going to come up on Saturday and pick up the trailer, and we're going to get everything decorated, and then we're going to take everything down because of the vest and people being outside. And then we'll meet you all at the parade ground. We're number fifth in the lineup, so that's good. We moved up four places, and Rita did ask me. She goes, "Well, how did you get ahead of us?" And I'm like, "It's our 50th year anniversary," and she allowed that to be. So that was okay.
Thank you, Rita.
Yeah. So we're doing well with that. And then everything else is pretty much informational. But I did want to say personally, congratulations to Trustee Barry. That is a huge honor to be asked to sit on the state advisory committee for the new state librarian, and I am thrilled that you're going to be representing Bartlett, so congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Well, sir. Okay. Funds update?
This is only informational if anyone has any questions. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Does anyone have any questions on the informational part? Nope. Any new business?
No new business. Oh, I do have one thing. So I have worked very hard on getting a partnership with the Park District, more so than our summer concerts. And so Sandra from the Youth Services Department has been working with an Eagle Scout. And the Eagle Scout has proposed to the Park District, after speaking with us, that we would like to have him build a storyboard on one of their parks. And it was approved last week, and so we are moving forward with that project, and we're really excited because it partners the library, the Park District, and the community, and it's going to get us more out into the parks, and people will be able to walk around and enjoy the storyboard with their family and friends. So that was a good accomplishment for the library.
Any town hall?
No town hall.
Okay, I'm going to be going into executive session. So, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we go into executive session as permitted by Section 2C21 and of the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Review of executive session minutes.
Second.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sire?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Carl, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Hopkins, absent.
Okay, thank you, everyone. All right, so now we're back into regular session at 8:07.
We have to make a motion for that.
Make a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion that we go back into regular session.
Go back into regular session. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. And now do we, roll call.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Carl here? Olson?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Hopkins, absent.
Now may I have a motion to end the regular session?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
That's even better. Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
It's always been yeses on this. Boyer?
Yes.
Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Ricardo, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Danny?
No.
Hopkins,
yes.
Absent.
Wow.
Thank you, boys and girls.
Carol? This was passed.
Oh, yeah, thank you.